With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. I've got James, I've got Alice.
Hello.
Hiya.
And today we are joined by a really, really special guest. One of my good friends and a real life Belinda. It's Charlotte Crosby.
Yeah.
Booyakasha! I thought I'd give a good entrance.
Oh, that was good.
A different one. I thought I'd mix it up.
It's definitely different. We've never had that before.
Does Belinda ever do that?
She's a woman of very few words, Belinda, which is where you two differ, I think.
Oh, God.
So Charlotte is the breakout star of Geordie Shore, one of the biggest reality shows in the country.
In the world.
Whoa. In the world? Oh, sorry, you idiot. It's not in every country in the world.
She's huge in Australia, for God's sake.
Australia? I'm like Lady Gaga. I get off the flight, there's 10 paths. I've got to have my sunglasses on. I've got to go out the back. One time I even got a cart on the plane. I did.
You're so showbiz.
Don't even ask about Italy.
What happened in Italy?
Don't ask, she said.
Italy's even bigger than Australia.
No, it's wow. not.
No one even speaks English, so that's what makes it so crazy. You don't even know what they're saying. Which is quite good for me, because there could be booing us and I wouldn't know.
I think boo is a universal term.
Do you get abuse?
Oh, yeah.
They're not fans then, are they?
When the fans are drunk, they can retaliate badly. I've once had a lime bounced off my head.
A what?
A lime. I don't know what he's laughing at. After I had an egg on my head the next day.
Did they bring a lime with them?
They must have found it from behind the bar. You know how they're cutting the lines for the coronas? Right. I'm behind the DJ box. Everyone's shouting stuff and I don't react in the way that they want.
Yeah.
The fans, it's what the fans say goes.
Right, okay.
I said no and then bam, next thing I know, this green massive round thing is smacked off my head and it's embarrassing. Because everyone laughs. It was just awful. It was awful. So you need to be prepared. I give them what they want. So I give the fans what they want. That's what you need to do.
Okay.
I remember when we went to Sydney and we went to that place.
Which one?
You
not mean New Zealand?
Oh, yeah, New Zealand,
it
yeah.
New Zealand, yeah.
That weird...
It was the one where I was on stage.
Yeah.
And there was it was the stage and it was the big screen behind.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that was a crazy one.
And everyone, like, was loving you and screaming.
Yeah.
Because Charlotte, we should say, Charlotte is the queen of social media. You've got how many Instagram followers?
I'm not the queen.
You are.
I'm not the queen.
You're the princess.
But remember Adele?
No one can beat Adele. But you got like 5 million
5.2 to be precise.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
So you're quite the entrepreneur and so is Belinda. Like you're a proper businesswoman.
Yeah.
What have you got? You've got like clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your own fitness DVDs.
Yes.
Fastest selling ever.
It outsold Frozen.
Frozen.
Outsold Frozen?
In its first month, yeah. And wow. What's the good one? Game of Thrones. You know how everyone loves Game of Thrones?
They love it. They lap it up.
I actually did your workout video the other day, Charlotte. I texted you about it.
I know, he texted us about it.
Yeah.
And isn't it good?
It's really good, but I hated you so much while I was doing it.
It really hurt.
It's a proper workout.
Well, duh!
So what do you have to do in it?
Oh, well, it depends which one you're going for.
Okay.
I have two.
What would suit me?
You've got a lovely figure, Alice.
Good save.
I would say a belly is great because it's a lot of cardio. Mm. So it's great for like your respiratory system. Mm-hmm.
Good for stamina.
Stamina, yeah.
Do you do them?
I do a bit of cardio from time to... I mean, I've never done Charlotte, so I need to get a copy.
I can send you the DVD.
Oh, great.
Oh, thank you very much.
Don't, it'll kill you, honestly. We did think, actually, that Belinda might be good at doing a little workout DVD.
Well, because, she's in great shape, isn't she?
Because she has sex so much.
She'd do a really good dirty one. And I'd definitely buy it, like the squat thrust.
Oh, do you think squatting onto someone?
Yeah, and then instead of like the press up, it could be like a 69.
Oh, yeah.
Press up being into their faces.
Oh. That's a great shout. And has anyone done that, do we think?
I think it's...
There's a gap in the market.
I think we should tell Belinda about it.
It'd be a good incentive for exercise. Sexercise.
Sexercise?
Oh, my God.
Do you think we can trademark that name?
I'd do more exercise if sex was involved.
But I don't believe it because you know when everyone's like, oh, let's just have loads of sex, we'll burn loads of calories. But I just lie there.
It's your pillow princess.
What calories am I possibly burning? You know how they say, you definitely burn a Kit Kat bar. I'm not even burning a penguin. Not even a Smartie. I'm literally not a zero, minus 10 calories.
But do you think it's because it's keeping you away from the fridge, at least for those 3 minutes?
Maybe.
That's quite good.
Sometimes it's 10.
On a good day.
Now, you've obviously listened to a few episodes of the podcast, Charlotte.
Yep.
And we just want to get your perspective on it, really.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm ready to give.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give everything. You just ask us.
Who would you say... Because obviously Belinda has experienced many different crazy sexual encounters.
She likes a little bit of pussy.
You really don't have to whisper pussy on this podcast.
And a little bit of penis.
No, yeah, she just doesn't like to label it. She's just like, yeah, today I like men, tomorrow
she
I like women.
She just goes with the flow.
Exactly.
Yeah, precisely.
Exactly. Well, have you ever indulged in a bit of lesbian action, Charlotte?
Well, I mean, I can't lie about it. There was this one time on Geordie Shore with my good friend Chloe. Yeah. It was just two friends having a great time.
A kiss and a cuddle.
It was all it was naked twister. Drunk naked twister with our tongues on each other's vaginas.
Oh my God.
That is not naked twister.
No, no, no. I tell a lie. She only did that a little bit to me. I did not do that to her.
So Belinda's had all these weird sexual encounters. I want to know...
My weirdest.
What's the weirdest you've ever had, yeah?
I want to, like, make something up because I thought they're all pretty boring.
No, that can't be true.
Or have you had any weird boyfriends?
Plenty of those, no?
There was this one boy, right, who... This is a weird one. Who really liked his nipples to be licked. And he'd be like, lick me nipples, lick me nipples.
What, just in a shop? Charlotte, can you lick me?
No. Like... Obviously in the bedroom. And I used to think, well, I don't really know if I want to do that. And then he would like fall to my head. And I suddenly had like flashbacks of when I was tiny, like getting milk from my mum's breast. And it was awful.
Oh.
It was just a really awful experience. So that's probably maybe the only one.
Yeah.
But everything else was pretty normal.
And was he like, let's just try something weird?
No.
How about you lick my nipples again?
No, you just said it. You never said let's try something weird. You just said do it. Do it now.
Did he ever like rub like food on there just so he could trick you into doing it?
Yeah, a bit of Nutella or something like that.
Nah, I didn't get any treats like that.
Any treats?
Just did it.
Any treats from the teats? He's long gone.
This was like 5-6 years ago.
Mm. And have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
No.
Belinda's been in the Mile High Club twice.
But how has she?
One was a handsy one, wasn't it?
You have to have sex to be in the Mile High Club.
Yeah, she's done that now.
What? How? Whereabouts?
In the cabins that these staff go and sleep in.
That's a lie. I've never been on a plane with one cabin that a staff sleeps in. I mean, flights aren't that long.
No, they do. Apparently they're real. Apparently there's a staircase and then there's little cabins that they go and sleep in.
But why?
Because they're tired.
Well, how long's the longest flight?
Well, like an Australian...
12 hours?
Yeah.
People do 12-hour shifts and don't need to go take a nap. Who are these lazy air hostesses? And what are they getting paid to go nap? Halfway through the job. But it's a 12-hour shift. I've never known anything like it. There is no flight longer than 12 hours.
No, but they'll have done another shift.
Will they?
They'll have gone back.
That's illegal. Belinda needs to go to human rights. and complain about these slave-driving planes.
Can we start with human resources and then go to human rights? Let's not escalate this too quickly.
Yeah, let's not bring the UN into it just yet.
Yeah.
But do you know anyone who's ever done it?
I know that it can be possible. It can, but not with this stupid whole cabin thing. If you fly first class, you actually sometimes just get a double bed in a cabin. So you close the doors and everything. So when the lights go off and people are sleeping, you could easily do it if you were quiet.
But when you're saying if you were quiet, I mean, is it illegal? I mean, like, if you made some noise, are they going to come and be like, you're not allowed to do that? Like, I've never seen it written down on you. I know you're not allowed to smoke, but there's no sign saying you're not allowed to do it.
It's just disorderly behaviour, isn't it?
Well, it depends what you're doing, I suppose. It could be very orderly.
I think you'd probably get a little bit of a telling off. I think the plane would probably stop at the next airport.
Stop. Do you reckon?
I think so.
They'd land the plane because someone was shitting.
It's not a bus, Charlotte, at the next airport.
Have you not heard about when that plane, someone had a shit in the toilet and it stunk the whole of the plane out, they turned it back round and took it back to the airport? It was only a shit. You could have put some air freshener there. So if they're going to turn the plane round for a turd, a little piece of poo in the toilet, if you're coming all over the sheets and the woman's coming to serve you your glass of Prosecco, it's going to turn round.
Turn round. Oh, I just love the idea of, like, we're putting it in reverse.
Someone's jizzed. Back to London.
But they charge you, don't they? If you get really drunk on a flight and they have to ground the flight, they charge you for the
whole thing. Oh,
really?
That's the most expensive sex you've ever had.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, maybe you just get charged.
Most expensive poo you've ever had.
Seriously. But no one's going to claim that, are they?
Oh, that was such a fun... But do you not think nobody owned up?
Do you think they do what they do at school? No one's leaving till someone owns yeah. up.
If you'd done a shit so bad that you had to land a plane, you wouldn't be like, yeah, that was me.
Oh, God, I wouldn't have liked being on that plane.
I still want to go, because basically Belinda gets into all these crazy situations.
Uh-huh. Have you ever had to do anything a bit crazy to secure a job?
So I once went to get a job in a call centre. This is such a boring story. I don't even know why I'm about to go on it. But I sang a song and did a show in the... It was a group interview. So the whole... It was a group interview process. So you're all together and you all do presentations together and they spot the people who stand out the most.
Right.
So in my one, we had to try and sell a pair of glasses. So I made up a song about the glasses, a dance about the glasses, and like a massive picture. And I stood there and performed it. I mean, I wasn't naked or anything, but we can pretend I was.
Did you get the job?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well done.
And the man rang us up and went, you got the job? He went, well, Charlotte, what the hell did you do? He went, because they were raving about you. I was like, well, I did this.
The glasses. You gotta buy the glasses.
They're so clear. You have a 20/20 vision. It's all in HD.
See why you got the job.
So that's it. And oh, so boring, honestly, no crazy situations, especially not for a job.
How explicit or how graphic has it been on Geordie Shore?
It's nothing like Kim Kardashian's porno.
Well, that's good to know. Thanks.
Is that the gauge?
That's the gauge. It's literally, for all you know, we could all be acting, and many people think Geordie Shore's fake. So I could sit and tell you now, it's not even real. Make some noises, we'll make the quilts move. But it is real. The quilts just move a little bit, and that's it.
Okay.
I really feel like you should have a crack at writing some erotica, Sean.
Oh.
I think you'd be good at it.
Yeah.
Better than Dad.
I would
anyway.
Try. I'd try everything once.
You're a best-selling author, aren't you?
But I had a ghostwriter.
It's hard, isn't it? Writing
so
a book
hard,
is hard.
So hard. I couldn't have done the full thing.
We've just written a book.
Oh, so you've done your own?
Yeah. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Get a copy?
Is yours definitely sexy?
Here, you're actually the first person to ever see this book in real life. Yeah. Okay.
We got it this week.
Here it is.
Right.
What do you think?
I like the colour.
Yeah.
It's a sexy one.
Isn't it?
It's a colour of love.
It is.
It's also the colour of danger.
You know, my mum always says that. But that's for someone who's a pessimist.
Right, Alice.
Tell me.
You have red hair, so what does that mean? You're a dangerous woman.
Just saying.
So, I'm flicking.
You're flicking.
Through the book.
So, I like the way it's got all these. So, this is what obviously your commentary.
Yeah.
I want to be able to keep it. Do you have any pictures?
We've got pictures of, like, there's
illustrations. Oh, is that pomegranate?
Yeah.
I get it. So, this is Belinda. And this is my dad wrote porno because this is this.
Exactly.
In writing.
Yeah. Perfect. Why didn't we write that on the back?
It's a book of the podcast, Charlotte.
Genius. How did you come up with it? I never knew you'd be able to turn a podcast into a book.
I know.
Honestly, minutes of work in there.
And charge $12.99 for it. Who knew?
So here's a fun game from the book. Basically, as you know, my dad's pseudonym for writing the book is Rocky Flintstone, as we all know.
What's his real name?
I'm never going to tell you that. No one knows.
We will never reveal.
I bet something like John Brown. Dead boring.
It is a really boring name, I'll tell you that much. And in the book, we have a porn pen name generator where you can create your own porn writing pseudonym. So
your porn nom de plume, if you like.
Porn nom de plume.
Yeah.
Is that French?
It is a bit, yeah.
What for?
For pen name.
Oh, right. Duh.
But this might be useful if you decide to write an erotic novel.
Or become part of one.
Well, exactly. So like Rocky, you do first name action hero, second name cartoon character.
All right, come on then.
So first name is the month of your birthday. So what month are you born?
May.
May. Jean-Claude.
Oh. I thought you just meant it was going to be May. So, right, okay. Jean-Claude. That's... So I'm a man.
Yeah. Well, it could be Jean-Claude.
All right, okay, we'll Jean say Jean. Claude.
So that's your first name.
And that's then... my Hannah's name.
Is it?
Not Claude, but the Jean part.
We need to decide your surname, so I need the first initial of the person you'd like to take into the leather room.
The leather room in the offices.
Exactly. Someone you'd want to have a bit of naughty time with.
That would be A.
Oil. So you're Jean-Claude Oil. Oil.
Are you pleased with that?
I think that is awful.
You're welcome.
I wouldn't even want to meet a person with that name.
Who's A?
Not telling.
Oh.
It's a secret.
No, it's not. Who is it?
I'm not telling you.
Why?
It's not because Alice, is it?
It's Alice.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
It's anonymous.
Oh, very
clever.
Good.
So do you think that Belinda, I mean, as a female entrepreneur, do you think that Belinda is quite accurate?
Nah.
Is she a good representation of a female entrepreneur?
I think Belinda needs to have, if she wants to be an entrepreneur, she needs to have her fingers in a lot more pies than just the pots and pans.
Do you think?
She's a sale executive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of the pots and pans.
Yeah.
So boring. How's that an entrepreneur?
So how can she diversify?
If she likes shagging so much,
yeah.
Why doesn't she make some kind of sex-related business?
Mm.
So she's got her pots and pans, and then she's got her sex business. Yeah. It could be in, like, you know, when they do that webcam thing online?
Yeah.
Oh my God, she'd be a webcam girl.
She could hire the girls and get them all to do, like, the T's and the boobs and stuff.
Yeah.
There's so much more she can do. I think Belinda is only just starting out. I think if she's got the right brain power, which I don't feel like she has, she could go far.
The sky is the limit.
I mean, wow. We'll have to wait until book three to see if she does become a webcam girl.
It's just our own sex clothes.
Sex clothes.
What's that?
Lingerie, I mean to say.
Sex clothes.
I got my sex clothes on.
Underwear to
our own sex shop.
Yeah, totally.
So much could go in the sex shop.
Could she combine any of those ideas with the pots and pans? Sexy pots and pans?
Maybe the handle could be like a dildo or something.
Oh my God, exactly. You could just be making your bolognese and just be fucking it at the same time. A little bit of mayo on top.
Oh, God.
Oh, Charlotte, that's just not
See,
nice.
Look, we could help Belinda out. Look at the ideas we've come up with. It's not about brainstorming.
Yeah.
Do you think that's where she's going? Where she's just not brainstorming enough.
Nah.
She hasn't got time to strategize. She's just too busy having sex all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you're right. And she's not really thinking out of the box. And I think maybe what you did is you were like, it's not just a TV show that I was on. I've got to think merchandise. I've got to think branding. I've got to think events.
I've got to think an empire.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Charlotte, thank you so much for coming on and just giving your expert opinion on what Belinda's doing wrong.
Thanks so much for having us. I'm just so happy that I got to give Belinda some advice.
And I'm sure Rocky will take this on board as well, because he likes to write well-rounded, you know, detailed characters, and this will really help him inform, like, future books, I would imagine.
Oh, of course.
So thank you. It's been a great, great literary help too.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you, Jean-Claude Oil.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.